Do you like my coat?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I
do.
Like it.
I like it. To play?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Like it.
I like it. Do you know the Millers?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I love them.
Yes, I do. Do you know Tony?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I
do.
I know him.
Let's try this exercise again. This time, you answer the questions.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another evening of
Please try to speak English.
Brought to you by the company that never sleeps.
Synthetic detergent when I could have used the real thing. And would you look at this bra?
But with Ubik, the all-purpose cleaner, even grimy walls can look clean. Use as directed and your con apps will sparkle like never before.
Personally, certainly not I. Looks at the work to be done. She has this nagging internal voice saying, hey, you really should get done with this. She feels resistant. She makes the picture of everything else she would rather do different from the work to be done and feels pleasant. When this threshold is reached, the person fulfills that. Science. Not true. The God of the centuries no longer gods. Pursued by a tiny little girl in a yellow dress, white socks, deliberate to move across green sward floating down to crystalline water, swimming against fashionable intellectual currents, prepare your mind to contain up the creativity and destructivity. I read. You listen.
Well, she wants me to talk to her. Yeah, saltier than me. Yeah, because I have too many leeks and not enough onions. And I do regret that I didn't add the aniseed stuff. But, you know, next time I'll know better. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Smith.
Hearing that, it seems to me that you end up where you began, with politics and its nomenclature, like conflict, the pain, solution, monopoly, control. So what might have helped in that?
This is precisely what I'm saying. If you talk, you will end up with politics. It's a no-win situation, man. It's strictly from the soft typewriter.
Any advice then for the politicians?
Tell the truth once and for all, and then shut up forever.
I know that.
Do you have a problem?
Yes, I do. I know.
Let's try this exercise again. This time, you answer the questions. I will ask the question, you answer it. Then Joy will give the correct answer, and you speak.
What if people don't want a new consciousness, if they don't want no change?
Well, Look, I mean, if any species is unwilling or unable to change, I might tell them, for example, just as well tell the dinosaurs that huge armor and incredible size were a sinking ship, and that they would do better to convert to mammal facilities, but it lies neither within my power nor my desire to reconvert the collection to an reluctant dinosaur. And I'll tell you this, Gregory, and this is my strong feeling, I feel like I'm on a sinking ship, and baby, I want to get off.
My name is not Gregory.
Do you think Hemingway got off?
Probably not.
Vulva. A vulva is a type of Swedish crab.
Are you going to call up Carol Miller?
Yes, I am. I'm going to call her.
Now, you take Joyce Carter. I will ask the question and then pause so that you can answer. Then I will give the answer and you can repeat it. Are you ready? Are you going to take off your coat? Yes, I am. I'm going to take it off. Yes, I am. I'm going to turn it off. Are you going to call up Carol Miller? Yes, I am. I'm going to call her up. Are you going to hang up your coat?
All right, and let's get on with the show. And the first part, as you all know, please try to tell us something funny.
Cycling Rome, the ladies, bring yourself here and spend the afternoon out having a good time.
It is forbidden to enter a woman, even a foreigner, but as a man.
The sign on the menu in a Hungarian restaurant, the manager has personally passed all the water here today. A sign outside the doctors in Rome, specialist in...
Japanese bar in Tokyo, it says free drinks for the ladies with the nuts.
Oh yeah, Japanese hotel, please find their food service. You are invited to take advantage of the chambermaid. Quite nice. Find love. Make your music.
Did I ever tell you about the man who taught his asshole how to talk? The weirdest thing, his whole abdomen would move up and down, pumping out this sort of farting sound. It was the strangest thing that I ever heard. This was a rich, bubbling, stagnant sound. This was a sound that you could smell, you know? Anyway, this guy worked for a carnival, and he had this kind of novelty ventriloquist act, which was really funny too. At first, he had one number called The Better Old. Yeah, I forget how most of it goes, but the real scream. But then the asshole starts to develop these kind of incurving teeth-like things, and it starts to eat, right? Well, the guy thinks this is really cute at first, and he starts to develop a number around it. But then the arsehole starts eating its way through the guy's trousers, and it starts talking in the street, like shouting out it wants equal rights and shit. And it can get drunk, too. It goes on these long crying jags, you know, about how nobody loves it, and it wants to be kissed the same as any other man. And eventually, this arsehole is talking day and night. And you can hear this poor fucker from blocks away, and he's screaming at it to shut up, and he's beating at it with his fist, and he tries shoving candles at it, but nothing does any good. And the arsehole says to him, "You will shut up in the end. We don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and shit."
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another evening of Please Try to Speak English, brought to you by the company that never sleeps. Would like to remind you that, why, exactly why is he mad, I don't know. See if you can tell me whether the following statements are true or false. True or false, then. Statement number one, cunnilingus is the art of speaking four different languages. Okay, statement number two then, true or false. Pornography is the art of producing pop records. No idea, sir? Alright, statement number three, why is he mad?
Les polychondres brillaient dans la forêt. Une pierre prit feu. Le château prit feu. La forêt prit feu. Les hommes prirent feu. Les femmes prirent feu. Les oiseaux prirent feu. Les poissons prirent feu. L'eau prit feu. Le ciel prit feu. Prit feu. Prit feu.
Friends, it's clean-up time, and we're discounting all the silent electric Ubiqus on our lot by this much. Yes, we're throwing away the blue book. And remember, all the Ubiqus on our lot have been used only as directed. Thank you.